Our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, joins us in the studio, and that means just one thing. Food! For me, anyway. The rest of you are on your own. Just kidding. What it means is Kathy has come to the rescue because we asked you to submit questions about Thanksgiving Day cooking, and she's got answers. Kathy, welcome as always.
Hello, Robin.
And you did bring food.
Of course I did. I think you people would kick me out of here if I arrived empty-handed.
We'll get to that in a minute. But first, you know, let's reverse the order that we usually go. Let's do a quick lightning round of questions that you are always asked.
Hit me.
Yep. Okay, so first of all, do you need to brine a turkey? And by the way, what is that again, brining a turkey?
Brining a turkey is when you take a piece of meat, a poultry or pork, and you put it in a bowl and cover it with a salted solution, brine being the salt element of it. And what it's supposed to do is add extra moisture, and it works a lot. If you had a dried pork tenderloin, you might want it. For turkey, I say no.
Okay, with that in mind, should you always stuff your turkey?
Well, if you want stuffing, it's going to taste way better if it's cooked inside the bird. Now, this is really key. This is the safety issue. Never stuff a bird before it's going in the oven. It's the very last step. Your oven's preheated. Your bird's been seasoned. It's ready to go in the roasting pan. Then you add the stuffing. What I often do is I make too much stuffing. What I do is I take the extra stuffing, put it in a casserole. When I baste the bird, which we'll get to, I bet, I'll add some of those juices to the stuffing in the casserole as well.
Oh, great. Based or not to baste?
Yes, absolutely. But here's the one problem. A lot of people say, oh, okay, it's time to baste. They open the oven door, they talk to grandma, they talk to little son, they talk to auntie, and they baste slowly, and the oven temperature drops and drops and drops. So you either want to take the whole bird out, and then you can baste it leisurely, or you want to baste it pretty quickly, put it back in. You don't want your oven temperature to fluctuate so much that it will affect the outcome of the roasting time of the bird.
Okay. Well, let's get to questions from listeners. A couple were looking for gluten-free dishes. Mindy writes, "This is my first Thanksgiving after being diagnosed with celiac disease. I can't have gluten, wheat, rye, barley, oats, malt. So any tips on making a tasty dinner without all that stuff?"
The obvious answer is, you know, oh, you can use a gluten-free bread for your stuffing. Those gluten-free breads tend to weigh about 850 pounds. They are not on the lighter side. I would recommend doing a rice stuffing instead of a bread stuffing. You could do a combination of a wild rice and a white rice with currants or sun-dried cranberries, pecans, lots of fresh herbs, sauteed onions, apples, pears. Be so nice, and then you don't have to deal with the gluten issue at all. You could also make a cornbread with cornmeal as the base and crumble that up and use that with sausage or, again, with lots of fresh herbs. Chestnuts and cornbread would be delicious. So you want to look to the alternatives the way you would if you were living a gluten-free diet you do in everyday life. You just want to make those smart substitutes in the meal.
Well, and we always get a request for vegetarian recipes for Thanksgiving. Samantha writes, she's having a get-together. 90% of the guests are vegetarians. But she wants something substantial so that it doesn't feel like, okay, and you vegetarians, you just eat the side dishes.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is the side dishes are the stars anyway. I mean, the turkey is almost like the centerpiece. You know, it's sort of this thing we feel we have to have. But I think the side dishes are what's completely thrilling about the whole dish.
Well, that's because you don't just mash some potatoes or mash some squash like many do. We've got some spread in front of us. I mean, what have we got here?
I'll tell you what we have. A bunch of letters also asked, how can I lighten the Thanksgiving feast? So what I've got here are three vegetarian dishes that also happen to focus on being lighter. I have slices of butternut squash and Yukon potatoes in a gratin. Now, a gratin is usually, whoa, trouble,
cheese.
Lots of heavy cheese, cream, butter. What I did with this was I layered the squash primarily with a little bit of potato. I added low-fat milk. We're talking skim milk here. No butter. No cream, and it's got some grated Parmesan cheese. Parmesan is not a particularly fatty cheese. So I want you to try this because this has got incredibly beautiful colors. I also scattered a lot of fresh scallions on it. You don't miss the fat one bit here.
Wow. Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, you will. So you can see, Robin, that it's very cheesy and creamy looking. This is skim milk. This is butternut squash and Yukon Gold potatoes with a little dusting. Parmesan cheese there.
Wow.
While you're doing that, I'm going to tell you about these two other dishes, unless you want to ooh and ah really loudly.
Oh, man. I don't miss anything.
No, there's no cream in there, and you don't miss it. So the moral of the story is you can go light. What I've got in this dish here, this looks like mashed potatoes, yes?
Yep.
These are mashed parsnips and pears.
What?
Parsnips are a beige root vegetable, incredibly satisfying, slightly nutty. All I did was steam them. I mashed them. I added raw, juicy, seasonal pears to that. Here you go.
Pears and parsnips.
This is like, you know, a restaurant studio here.
It looks like mashed potatoes,
but it's so much more interesting. And it has a tiny bit of creme fraiche, which is a lot lighter than heavy cream. No butter again, salt and pepper, but the pear gives it a sweetness.
Wonderful.
And then on a super light note, I have very thin French-style green beans, and I bought those chestnuts that come vacuum sealed. They're already cooked for you. And I steamed the beans, and then I put them in here with some of the already cooked chestnuts with Meyer lemon juice and the grating of a Meyer lemon zest. So you're going to use the citrus, the lemon here, to punch up the flavors when you're not using butter. I used olive oil in this dish instead of butter. So listen to that crunch. See, the beans have a wonderful green and a good crunch. You get that Meyer lemon juice as well?
They are crunchy. By the way, how do you do your beans to keep that green snap to them?
I'm glad you asked me that. What I do is I steam them and I slightly undercook them. I drain them. I refresh them in cold water, and the green comes right back. And then you can reheat it in a skillet or in the oven with the chestnuts and the lemon right before you eat.
So you stop the cooking by dropping them in
exactly.
the cold water.
But what all three of these vegetable dishes kind of teach us is that we can use citrus to punch up colors. We can use olive oil instead of butter. We can use low-fat milk instead of cream. And we can use root vegetables instead of always mashing potatoes and add fresh fruit like a pear. Just such an interesting combination.
Fantastic. And quickly, Kathy, how do you make a lighter stuffing?
Well, same advice I gave for the gluten-free. You could use a combination of rices. But instead of saturating a bread stuffing with lots of butter, you can add turkey stock or chicken stock to moisten it without adding the fat, because it'll give it a ton of flavor.
Or apple juice.
Apple juice would be delicious. And apple juice is great for vegetables, too.
And by the way, dessert.
There were a lot of questions about what can you do ahead of time. You can make all the crusts ahead of time. Almost every type of cake is better the next day, particularly a cheesecake. It wants to settle in the refrigerator. I put a recipe on the website for carrot cake whoopie pies. Mm-hmm. Really simple, individual portions, fun dessert.
Whoopie pies are so hot right now. I mean, and so
it's
this
crazy.
Is an easy recipe?
Really easy. This comes from my friend Phil of the Black Bean Cafe in Rollinsford, New Hampshire, and they are fabulous. It's just making two carrot cake muffins and sandwiching them with this delicious cream cheese icing. Really fun.
You know, the recent cover of Cook's Illustrated has sort of a Hostess Twinkie cupcake. So it's like, make it yourself.
Suddenly
it's gourmet.
I know. The 50s are back. Mad Men goes to desserts.
Well, Kathy Gunst, you have outdone yourself this year.
Why, thank you.
And we've done quite a few of these. Kathy Gunst, Here Knows, resident chef, author of Stonewall Kitchen Appetizers and Stonewall Kitchen Grilling. For all the recipes and tips on cooking, go to hereknow.org. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And you, Robin.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon.
Another season, another reason
for making whoopee.